is Barry Lane Jr. The Hogs are open this week prior to traveling to LSU on November 23rd. To ask a question for Coach Lane, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as they enter this open date.
Okay, Chuck, appreciate it. You know, obviously it's been a whirlwind the last few days. It's, you know, a lot going on, a lot of emotions throughout our team and our staff. And for me personally, very little sleep, a lot of adrenaline pumping, a lot of things to think about that you obviously, you hear this said all the time, you never appreciate what a head coach goes through until you just step and foot in his shoes for just a few days. And I've just, mine's just a little sliver of that, and it's certainly been nonstop. But we're excited to get back on the practice field today. We're going to practice today and tomorrow will be the first time we've been on the field since the transition. And our players were in a great frame of mind yesterday when we worked them out. And so we're looking forward to getting on that field today and start preparing for LSU in 10 days. And we're just looking forward to that opportunity.
Coach, first up today will be Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Barry, kind of a two-parter here. What have you thought of the season with Keene Boyd is turning in for you guys? How's that happened? And also, can you identify where do you guys need to make the most offensive improvements?
Well, Rakeem's been a really steady force for us. He's competed really hard each game. He's battled through some bumps and bruises, which you have to in this league as a running back and in any position. But in that particular position, that's a requirement. I think he's really taken his approach to the game to a new level, just from a professional standpoint. Jeff Traylor, our running back coach, does a fantastic job of all of our backs and has really done a great job of improving, I think, Rakeem's mental side of the way he approaches the game, and that's really showed up on the field. Offensively, you know, I think it starts, I think we got to get better on third down, stay on the field. You know, we've gotten opportunities in the red zone, it's important to come away with touchdowns and not field goals and field goal opportunities. Those small things there could reap large benefits for us offensively. And then at the end of the day, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, it comes down to, you know, executing the blocking, the fundamentals, the strain. And if you throw that in, that formula there, Tom, and you add in some, you know, heart and some drive and some character, some mental toughness, I think you can get an improved football team.
Okay, and finally, other side of the ball, what do you hear from Chief in terms of where you guys need to be better? And is that also kind of an passion and drive thing?
Well, I think it is. I mean, we talked about that at the presser the other day that, you know, are there some scheme-driven things that, you know, we can do better? For sure. I mean, I think it always starts with the coaches and obviously including me, just, you know, day-to-day opportunities that we provide our players. We're always searching and fighting and scratching and clawing to find out the best possible scheme-related things that we can do for our football team. And then, you know, to be able to communicate that too, to get it taught during a game plan and how it applies throughout the week, the different fronts and formations that you see on both sides of the ball, that's always a challenge from a coaching perspective. And so to be able to put my finger on one thing or two things on either side of the ball, we hadn't even began to talk about that much at length at this point because our sole focus is trying to capture heart back in our team a little bit. You know, that's a big emphasis. And if we'll do that, then I think if we continue to press as coaches to find the best ways to put them in positions to succeed, then I think we'll see a product that's more positive than what it's been.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks, Tom.
Next up, we'll go to Nate Allen.
Barry, has any player left the team or discontinued football because of the coaching change?
Not that I'm aware of.
Thanks. And also, just as far as your coaching tight ends, does that distract you at all, trying to coach them and be head coach at the same time?
Say again, Nate, I lost
coaching tight end. You know, because you're still got your coaching tight ends. Is that going to be a tough deal to coach them and, you know, supervise?
Struggle that. Well, I would say if I was doing tight ends, special teams, and trying to step in as interim head coach, that'd be probably too much. That's the beauty of being able to take Daniel DiPrado and, you know, put him as one of the 10 coaches, that's going to take that off of my plate. And so I can solely focus on you know, getting these guys from a tight end perspective ready for the game plan. But we also have a group that's pretty veteran laden, and so certainly would not leave them on an island without being coached. But if there's a group there that kind of knows what's going on and was tuned into it, those guys are veteran and they can kind of help navigate through practice a little bit. But I'm certainly going to bounce around. I'm not going to be just locked in with them the entire practice. I'm going to move around a little bit to be visible. But I think it's going to be something I'm going to be able to balance okay.
Do you look at both sides of the coach? I mean, both sides of the ball, you'll bounce back and forth?
Well, I'm not going to coach on defense. I mean, that's the one thing I've never done in my background. I have no desire to do that, nor there's no need for me to do that. But just I want to be able to have the freedom to walk on the other end during practice just for encouragement and just to get a pulse and a vibe and just to be visible. I think that's going to be important in this role. The guys on defense know I'm an offensive coach. One of the things that's been really beneficial during this process is my time spent this year as a special teams coordinator. I've been able to cross over both sides of the ball and develop stronger relationships on both the defensive guys and the offensive guys. And so I think they know that, I'm about this team, but I want to make sure that I'm seen and visible in other parts of the field.
Next we'll go to David Pascal, the Chattanooga Times Free Press.
Hey, Barry, I know you quarterbacked Arkansas to the SEC Championship game, and I know you were coaching in the area in 2011 when Thanksgiving week the AP poll had LSU 1, Bama 2, and Arkansas 3. Why has Arkansas become such a challenging job compared to those days? What has happened in the last few years to make Arkansas such a difficult turnaround opportunity?
Well, I think a lot of it is reflective of the conference. If there's ever a conference, if there is a conference that the razor thin line between winning and losing and success and lack of success, it's our conference and it's our division. And that line is, like you just said, I mean, just 2011, we'll shoot even under, a few years ago under Coach Bielema, we went 5-3 in the SEC. And there hasn't been in the hallways in the day-to-day operation, in my opinion, a significant dramatic change or drop in a lot of those things. But we've been on the short side of the stick, the wrong side of the fence, however you want to put it, on that razor-thin line in our league in several games over the last few years that if they would have swung our way, I think we'd be looking at things totally different. And so that's football. We know that. But we haven't been able to get over the hump in those games. There's been several in the last few years, just under Coach Morris here, that we've been super competitive, had the opportunity to win the game, and just haven't been able to finish the deal. And if we've won those, then I think the narrative is definitely different where we're sitting right now. But unfortunately, we haven't. And we're going to do our darndest here the last couple of weeks to piece together a game that if we get a chance in the fourth quarter to win it, that we can do it and to stop the bleeding, so to speak. And if we do that, moving forward, who knows what might can happen.
And as far as building the program, of course, over here in Tennessee hadn't been able to live on players within the state alone, although Nashville is a growing area. How do you face those same kind of challenges in Arkansas that the state may give you some good ones, but you have to go elsewhere? And how challenging is that when the team has been struggling?
Yeah, sure it has. Sure it is. That's been long the formula. Success here at Arkansas, whether it's been in the Southwest Conference or the Southeast Conference, is, it always starts with your home state. And I think it's always the job of the head football coach and the staff at the University of Arkansas that's sitting to identify, evaluate, and find out how many of those guys are in this state and then go full bore after them, because those are must-haves. They're not make or break, but they're must-haves. If you can start there and, do a good job in recruiting and, put up the proverbial fence around the state of Arkansas, that's where it's got to start. And then I think from there, you have to extend that recruiting to the blueprint. I thought that's one of the things that Chad, one of the many things that Chad really had a great vision for here was the footprint recruiting, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas, Missouri, the five-hour radius. I think it, you live and breathe there. Are you going to be able to spot and get a guy from a relationship across the country? Yeah, it happens. More times than not, your best, most consistent players come from a tight radius of Fayetteville, and I think that's the formula to building a successful program.
Thank you, Barry.
Coach will wrap you up today with Bob Holt.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Bob.
Those guys kind of took my questions, but I'll just ask you, this has been such a whirlwind. Do you remember what you had for breakfast or dinner, or how are you doing with all that?
Well, I have started to be able to remember that. I don't remember my drives in or drives to work. I think the other night when the sleet and snowing, I think I skid about 12 miles straight on the ice as I was talking on the phone. Luckily, I stayed straight, you know, was able to get there and back. I'd hate for them to be a new interim coach. I think that would be unprecedented. And luckily, I was able to survive that. And now we're hitting the ground running. We're going to go out on that practice field today, Bob, and see if we can't get better.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're okay. In this kind of weather, you probably shouldn't use your cell phone when you're driving.
I appreciate the advice, Bob.
Okay.
I'll take that to heart. It sounds very much like my wife, and I agree with you 100%.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay.